Welcome to our Women's Daily Podcast as part of our Communication for Social Change case study for family violence in African countries. My name is Faith.
And my name is Ruth.
And we'll be discussing family violence in African societies. We have a case study that has resonated with us, that has caused us to give us this influence so that we can be able to create social change in African communities. We have a case study that came out of a South African television show about a lady called Lisa that had been going through abuse. So Lisa escaped family abuse from her long-time partner because he had been beating them up. This caused mental and also physical scars on her, and this had been going on for years and years. The partner used to beat his children, and now the children started to think that it was okay to be beaten. This is when Lisa decided to leave this relationship. Lisa tried to go back to her parents so that she could seek help and refuge, but her parents turned her away and asked her to go back because they had been embarrassed what the society will think, and they'd also told her that they'd accepted someone's dowry, so she had to go and try and fix the relationship and not escape this family violence. This has caused, you know, a cycle of violence in her life because she has nowhere to go. Family and friends have told her to go back and seek refuge and shelter. This is such a disturbing society that we're living in, and we've tried to focus on that family violence, especially in African societies. We're going to use the P process to talk about family violence in society, because this will prompt a social behavior change. So our program will focus on a strategic, evidence-based communication so that we're able to design, implement, and monitor family violence situation in African communities. Ruth, what do you think about this?
You know what is sad about the whole thing, especially in an African society? You find that statistically, approximately 51% of the women, they report that being beaten is actually very normal, mm-hmm. and they justify it saying that they're either beaten because they didn't cook for their husbands, mm-hmm. they didn't take care of the children, or they refused to have sex. And it's startling to think that they actually believe it's okay. And you can link that to Freire's thought on the idea of oppression, mm-hmm. where the oppressed, they're always at a point where they believe that they're actually not realizing they're oppressed, mm-hmm. and there's no way they're going to get out of the oppression if you don't know that you're actually oppressed. And this relates to the African society, mm-hmm. and we can link. So it boils down to poverty. You find that in many families, the young girls, actually, almost the age of 18, they're being married off because their parents can't or don't want to take them to school, and they're also marrying the girls out because they want to get the dowry. Because they don't know, so that they can use the dowry to take the boy child to school. What do you think about that, Faith?
Oh, I think poverty is a big problem in African societies, because women get married as a way to get by. And this is very disturbing because this will create domestic violence. According to the latest statistics that we have, 51% of African women report that being beaten by their husband is justified. So that's a big number to go by because of our poverty. We also have power and dominance by men. This causes family violence. In terms of power, we can look at it as a relationship between an oppressor and the one that's being oppressed. So the oppressor being the perpetrator, usually men, and the oppressed as women. Freire has intertwined also these relationships that shared the struggles on power, that men have more power than men. Mm-hmm. Also, similarly, Stephen Lux in 1974, he talks about the conceptual novel of power. And I feel family violence in African society can be linked to the three-dimensional power. Because, you know, in society we have models and humans need to act in a certain way. So they're indoctrinated as young children that even if you're in an abusive relationship, you cannot leave.
Mm-hmm.
So you can stay in a relationship because that's what society expects you to do. In the story of Lisa's situation, her parents told her to go back to her husband, and even her friends turned away because society is afraid of what will happen if they don't stay together. So this lack of conformism, like they can't conform because we are expected to act in a certain way, so they've already have expectation imposed in their lives from a young age. Even Lisa's children know that as a young person it's okay to be beaten.
Yeah.
And it's okay to women to be to stay in this relationship.
And that's exactly where culture plays a role. You find that growing up there are stereotypical beliefs that as a woman you're supposed to just worship your husband in one way or another, and so women are not allowed to question no matter what the husband does or says. They don't have the position, they're not in the position to question him. So this generally enhances the rate of violence, because if you can't defend yourself, then there's nothing you can do about it. So you just, as a woman, you just stay at home, you do the woman duties, and if your husband abuses you, there's nothing you can do about it.
I also, you know, totally agree with that culture plays a big role in family violence. Even in the Subaltern Speaks, it says that culture gives meaning through discourses and practices. So our practice and discourse promotes family violence. Men have power, and you need to stay in a relationship if you're a woman, even if you're going through family violence. So our culture and the discourse brings out and represents how women act in African society. Even educationally, we've also, that's a big problem in African society. Parents prefer to educate the male in fear that when a woman gets married, she'll only take care of their husband.
Mm-hmm.
Over them. What do you think about this, Ruth?
I think the African culture,
mm-hmm.
they're not really empowered. And I believe we're going to try and focus on empowering both the men and women. We're going to try and utilize Freire's idea on creating awareness or giving the women a voice so that they can be able to fight for themselves. Because if they're oppressed and they don't know that they're actually oppressed, then we need our strategy will focus on giving on projects that are going to help give them information and help them to understand what they are going through.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, give them the motivation to actually take actions to try and fight against violence.
Yes, I totally agree with you. And I think that even talking about Paulo Freire in the Pedagogy of the Oppressed, it completely evaluates and makes us reflect on African societies that culturally, like children, you know, are taught that men are heads of the family. And this is passed on and regurgitated from generation to generation. So this is a cycle of cultural norms that are passed on from child to child and parents from parents, so that they reflect how women are treated in society. So I think Ferrari had... you know, gives us this sense so that we can reflect why, you know, economically, socially, and educationally, why this is a big problem in society. In the next step of our program, we'd like to, you know, design a strategy that will put in the relevant players to participate in our strategy for development. So our audiences, I think we need to target women and children and men. If women and children and men come together in a community development aspect, we'll be able to break down the barriers of social influence and also social structures. What do you think about community development?
I think a big part of it will involve putting up policies. These policies are supposed to work against the violations, so that any person who's violated, any person who commits domestic violence, is action is taken against them. We're also going to try and put up policies that will allow the community at large to ensure that all women, not necessarily women, but all girls, have the right to education. So as a parent, you need to make sure that your child, whether a girl or a boy, is taken to school. We're also going to come up with entertainment education. This will be basically showing the entire community movies that are educative, and they're going to try and change their perceptions of violence. They're going to help women understand the impact of violence, and also help the men understand that violating the women is not a good thing. So this will help change their ways.
I think with also our design strategy, that it is important to have a participatory process, as you have said,
mm-hmm.
For the community to participate. So women and children and men to participate in this process. Even Linji Manyozo, in his communicating development with communities, he also talks about the interrogation of culture, that through our program, we need to interrogate culture, like the tradition and practices of speaking with communities. So we need them to have like a sharing of power process where women and men have shared the power in the society, and we also empower them. So we have to do this together to have these entertainment packages that we're going to offer the community. In the process, we have partnered with an SBC center in Middelburg in South Africa. It has been operating since 1999, so it is a good organization that has good community standing in society, so they'll be able to communicate on behalf of us together in partnership, so that we can bring upon our education packages and also our strategies. This organization has also provided refuge for women and children, and it focuses on, you know, empowering women through social change. So with that, we'll also have entertainment dramas that you've talked about. So can you tell me more about the theater night that you want to organize?
Okay, what you're going to do is have movies or shows that show experiences of people who have been through violence. And then through that, we're going to, at the end of it all, we're going to try and make sure that both the women and men, they understand what really happened, that the oppression really exists in the society,
mm-hmm.
and they can be able to learn from it.
Yeah, I think, you know what you've said, I've
mm-hmm.
just thought about, like, it has shed light on entertainment in health communication,
mm-hmm.
With the drama, remember, intersections that we've watched in the past. This will help to sensitize the community, I think. You know, once people see that this is happening in our community, we need to do something about it. And this can prompt social behavior change.
Mm-hmm.
We've also partnered with Soul City in South Africa. This is an institute where they bring about dramas that mirrors whatever social and development changes are being faced in communities, especially in poor communities.
Mm-hmm.
Because lack of education and lack of resources causes family violence, because women have no chance of leaving or trying to start over new lives because they don't have the changes and the resources to be able to do so. So Soul City will help us to also bring about our social media and entertainment workshops. So the theater nights will partner with Soul City. They'll provide the movies and the theater so that women and children and even their husbands and families can come and watch these.
So through this entire process, we found it very important to go through a monitoring and evaluation process. This is just a way of making sure that whatever we're trying to put into the community, that is actually working, and determine whether it is working or not, that can make adjustments through the way.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way for us to actually monitor the whole process is through, we have like an attendance register for the women. So we're going to determine like the number of women who are actually coming to the workshops, whether it's increasing or whether it's decreasing. And so far we find that there's actually a 5% increase in the attendance of women, which is a good sign. it shows the interest that they have in actually getting themselves out of the oppression or out of the violence or fighting the violence. We're also going to have a one-on-one interviews where we have the social workers going to house to house and reaching out to the women, trying to find out if what they're learning is helping them, if it's changing their behaviors, or if they're able to reach out to their men and try to live in harmony and avoid any confrontations or violence. Yeah, that's basically it for our monitoring and evaluation. What do you think about that, Faith?
I think that's a good idea because we have social workers on the ground that are going through case management plan notes. So they have, notes about what is working in the community. So this is the way we will be able to monitor and see if people are attending our programs. And, you know, in terms of entertainment and what we are trying to bring as a package, I think people like being entertained and they like to participate. So we've had quite a bit of interest in that because people can use theater nights as a way to bond with their families. And this is a free education workshop, of course. So in the next step of evaluating our project, this brings us into the issue that, you know, we've followed studies and also data analysis of what's happening in the communities in Africa. We've checked at hospital statistics about women being admitted into hospital, and this is through, of course, our social workers that we have on the ground. From the data we have, a number of people not being admitted into hospitals, and I think this is because maybe sometimes women are still not reporting this family violence, but the number has gone down, and we are hoping that with this process, because it's a long-term evaluation that we'll be monitoring over the period of 2 years, so we'll see if the numbers will keep going down of people that are being admitted into hospitals that have been abused. We'll also take into perspective data statistics from police stations and also from the court to see if people and perpetrators are being sentenced and being given intervention orders. So we'll check on those numbers as well. We'll also check on women participating in community development projects to see, are they coming, are they not? And this is the way we're going to monitor it long term, to see that are people coming to our projects. And this brings us to the end of our episode, first episode today of Women's Daily. I hope you'll catch us next week while we continue discussing family violence in African societies. Thank you.
Thank you.